I often use the Bible as a reference point in episodes, and because of that, I receive many comments telling me that either it's a mythical book or asking me if I truly believe it's the Word of God. Well, yes, I do, but I don't push that belief on you if you feel otherwise. Whether you believe it's a fictional book or God's instructions book for our lives, you cannot deny that it's an incredible book. So instead of just answering this question with my opinion, let me just share some facts. The Bible is actually 66 books written by 40 different people over a span of 1,500 years. There has never, nor will there ever be another book like this. For hundreds of years, archaeologists have used the Old and New Testament as a guide to find buildings, people, and civilizations that they never would have even knew existed. The Bible said it's right there, and they stuck their shovel in the ground, and daggone, everything is right exactly where the Bible said it was. Now, I know that this doesn't prove that it was inspired by God, but it does prove that it's historically accurate. Real people wrote down what they saw with their own two eyes, and thousands of years later, we're still discovering that everything they wrote down is exactly as they said it was. Like many books and religions, the Bible tells about God. However, unlike any other book, they gave over 300 prophecies that God would have to show up and perform to prove that he was the main character. And these were written 1,000 years before he showed up. But Jesus came along and fulfilled every single one of them. Now you may say, well, he just probably read the Old Testament and then just fulfilled them. No, many of these happened when he was still an infant. Like, he couldn't decide that he was going to be born in a barn in Bethlehem. But someone prophesied that 1,000 years before his birth. I once heard a pastor use an analogy that really explains the magnitude of this achievement. He said if you take a silver dollar and mark it and then place it in the center of Texas, then start laying other silver dollars around it, ensuring that they're all touching. And you do this until you cover the entire state of Texas. Then go back and start another layer. Once you get that one done, do another layer, and then another layer and another layer. Keep going until the coins are stacked 2 feet high, spreading the entire state of Texas. Then tell someone to go find that one you marked. Well, that is the odds that Jesus could fulfill 8 of those prophecies. And he filled over 300. Now, does this prove that it's the inspired word of God? No, but the prophets that wrote these prophecies 1,000 years before Jesus arrived had to have some insight or vision. For example, crucifixion didn't even exist at the time they wrote about it. Now, you may be thinking, well, maybe the New Testament writers just wrote this about someone that didn't exist. Well, it's easy to prove that Jesus was here. We have census and plenty of other historical records to show that he actually existed. Jesus performed miracle after miracle. The lame walked, the blind's eyes were open, the deaf could hear. But he didn't stop there. He said, I am going to die and come back. When they hung him on the cross, his followers ran and hid. I mean, they were just human. I think any of us would have done that. But then Jesus did exactly what he said he was going to do. He came back. Now you can argue that the people that wrote that were his followers and were just trying to keep his legacy alive. But that's absolutely absurd. The Romans hated them. The Jews wanted to kill them. There was no opportunity to make money or sell a book here. In fact, by standing behind this, they would all eventually face their own execution. So why did they do it? Why did they write it and why did they preach it until the day they died? Because they had saw it with their own two eyes. It is impossible to be this convicted about something that you are not 100% certain is the truth and facts. Yet over 500 witnesses went to their grave swearing that this happened. Many went to their grave because of their conviction for it. I don't know anyone that would put their own life or their family's life at jeopardy over a fairy tale. So I believe this is all accurate information, and it's why I use the Bible as my guidebook for life. I believe the evidence is pretty overwhelming, but you're free to believe whatever you feel, and I'll respect that. No matter what you believe, this is a great book. And if you'll at least give it a shot, I am confident that you will find the answers to every question you have about life's journey. It's almost like somebody could anticipate every struggle and challenge that we were going to have. I've read many of great self-help and business books, but I'm telling you, this one covers it all. And the great thing is, the more you read it, the clearer it becomes. So there you have it. That's the reason I believe in it and the reason I use it as a guide. Not only for my podcast, but for my life. I do hope that you will at least give it a try. And whether you agree or disagree with me, we can still be friends. I still love you. I still appreciate you. And thank you so much for listening.